Okay. Good morning. I'll invite all the children up for children's time. Good morning. Thomas, you want to come up for children's time? Pierce, Carlin, August, Ella, Quinn. Good morning. James, you want to come up? Okay, Emerson. All right, great to see you all. Okay, Emma.
Is Emma in the nursery?
Oh, yay, that warms my soul, goodness. Okay, good morning, everybody. It's so nice to see all of you. Gonna ask a question. What is God's greatest commandment? Love the Lord your God with all your heart and all your soul and all your mind, and love your neighbor as yourself, right? And we saw in the recent flooding, we've seen that work through our through people in the community, helping others, right? Everybody's been helping so much. It's been so beautiful. We've all been feeling God's love through this crisis. So it's wonderful when we see people out in the community helping each other, right? Isn't that wonderful? Doesn't that make you feel good that everybody helps each other? And I sent all your cards, by the way, the ones that you made last week, to John Compton, who is out there helping. And you guys made cards for him, and I thank you for that. So what I wanted to speak about briefly today was, it's wonderful when we can help out in the community, but did you know that when you come to worship, this is an opportunity for you to connect with your neighbor as well? So when you're here, you can see who else is here, kind of seeking God's comfort and God's love, and we can connect to each other. So it's one way you could think is, how are we seeing God here this morning with us? How do we see God? And sometimes it's through other people who you might be sitting next to. So everybody turn and look at the person next to you. Really look at them. Can you look in their eyeballs? Look at their eyeballs. What color are their eyeballs? Even you guys can do this. Okay, what color are their eyes? And do you know their name? And do you, if you know, you already know their name, do you know like what school they go to? Do you know what their favorite hobby is? So not just for the kids, but everybody here, we want to know the people who are here worshiping with us. And if they're new, you can try and get to know them a little bit, okay? And that's one way we can show Jesus' love, is by connecting to each other, seeing if someone's maybe crying or going through a difficult time, and you can maybe just lend a nice, kind word, okay? So we want to connect and learn their names if you don't know their names. But eye contact is always good, I think. Just look them in the eye and say, welcome to Northwest Hills UMC. Or well, you don't have to say it like that, but, you know, just be super welcome. But just be super friendly. Okay, let's put our hands together. Dear God, thank you for bringing me here today so that I can see you, feel your presence, and make some new connections, some new friends, and offer your love. Help me to see you when I leave here today. Thank you for always being in my heart and for your love. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right, we are going to go back with me. So I'll meet you back there in just 1 second. Just stay in the narthex. Thank you.